Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 6. Configuring Windows Sidebar and Gadgets. The Windows Sidebar, a new panel on the Windows Vista desktop, is similar to the Microsoft Windows Taskbar, as well as Quick Launch, and is able to host and manage many applications known as gadgets. Gadgets, when incorporated into the Windows Sidebar, are useful tools that you can quickly and creatively use to do work, preview live RSS feeds, view an appointment, check the stock market, or play a game. Although gadgets are part of the sidebar, they can also run on the Windows desktop when separated from the sidebar. With the default installation of Windows Vista, you are able to use the Windows sidebar in gadgets. Windows Vista includes 11 sidebar gadgets by default. The default gadgets are the calendar, clock, contacts, CPU meter, currency conversion, RSS feed headlines, notes, picture puzzle, slideshow, stocks, and weather. Of these default gadgets, three of them, the clock, slideshow, and RSS feed headlines, are displayed by default on a new installation of Windows Vista. You should remember the installed default gadgets for the exam, as well as which gadgets are set by default when you launch Sidebar. You can run multiple gadgets at the same time. A good example is two clock gadgets running with two different time zones. Another is multiple RSS feeds, and another is weather reports if you want to view multiple sources of information relating to the same topic, such as weather. In addition to the default gadgets, there are also many add-ons that can be incorporated into the Windows Sidebar. If you need to add more gadgets to your Windows Sidebar, you can find many online resources to do so. For Windows Sidebar, you can simply use the link connected to the Gadget Gallery to access the Windows Online Gadget Gallery. Make sure you remember that although this is a Microsoft-hosted site, not all applications and gadgets are created by Microsoft, and many may not be secure or authorized for use on your own personal systems or network. Anyone can create a gadget, and gadgets can be malicious if they are created to be so. Don't confuse your gadgets. Use Windows Sidebar with desktop gadgets, use WindowsLive.com with web gadgets, and use Windows Live Toolbar for toolbar gadgets. Windows Vista Sidebar uses gadgets built from HTML, JavaScript, and CSS code. There are also ActiveX controls in use in some gadgets. Because gadgets use HTML and other open web programming languages, it is common knowledge that a gadget can be exploited easily, especially with cross-site scripting attacks. You can use policy enforcement to secure the use of Windows Sidebar and gadgets when applied to Windows Vista locally or remotely from a GPO. Configuring Windows Calendar. The Windows Calendar is an extremely helpful and very easy-to-use calendaring solution made more for the home consumer with simple calendaring needs and a need to access and share calendars with others. It is very flexible and simple to set up and use. The Windows Calendar is used for not only planning and managing your appointments, but also contains posting methods for publishing your calendar using the ICS format, making it available for others to see and use on the web. ICS, sometimes called iCalendar, or shortened to just iCal, is a standard for exchanging calendar information. The name ICS comes from the file extension format used with iCal. Windows Calendar is very configurable. You can set appointments, set recurring appointments, and set alerts for them. Windows Calendar includes a feature for you to set alerts based in minutes, hours, or days. After an appointment is on your calendar, you can set an alert to remind you when the appointment is approaching. You can set Windows Calendar to alert you minutes, hours, or even days ahead of time, depending on how much advance notice is needed. Make sure you are familiar with configuring appointments within Windows Calendar. Email invitations can also be configured within Windows Calendar. With Windows Calendar, you can use email to send and receive appointments and invitations for your Windows Calendar. Windows Calendar also includes a personal task list, which you can use as a way to manage your to-do list. Using this feature is as easy as configuring the task by name and then setting a completion deadline. You can also set a priority ranking. This way you can set your list up in priority order. Tasks can also be configured with reminders so that you do not miss important things that you need to do on your list. Windows Calendar includes a feature you can use to create a personal task list and to receive automatic notifications and reminders about specific tasks or upcoming appointments. Make sure you are comfortable with configuring the Windows Calendar, configuring options within it, and creating and working with tasks. Windows Calendar also enables you to set up individual calendars for multiple people. Windows Calendar makes it easy for people who use the same computer to coordinate their personal schedules by letting them compare information from any or all personal calendars side by side in a single view. To publish a new calendar, you need to know what protocols and web standards your services function. When you are ready to publish your calendar on the internet, you will need to contact your ISP to acquire information needed to publish it. If you do not already have it, you will need to find out where to publish your calendar within the provider's network. It's important to note that publishing a calendar over the internet is not as simple as it is to publish on your internal network. A quick call to your ISP support line will provide the information that you need. You will likely need the location to publish the calendar from your ISP, as well as providing the ISP with a calendar name. Your calendar will be stored on a server within the ISP's network so that other users can work with it also. You will need to know the URL for your calendar's location on your internet service provider's server so you can share the location with others, as this will be the primary URL used for subscriptions. Automatically publishing changes can take place if configured. Once you have your Windows Calendar published, any changes you make will automatically be published as soon as the changes are made. Configuring Windows Meeting Space. With Windows Meeting Space, you can engage in creating a session, joining a session, inviting someone to a session, starting a presentation of a desktop or single application, sharing a file, and/or passing a simple note, among other features. Windows Meeting Space is new for Windows Vista and provides the ability for individuals to collaborate anytime, anywhere through laptop-to-laptop screen streaming, file sharing, and note passing. It is a completely new tool replacing the old and defunct Windows NetMeeting. Windows Meeting Space improves the following experiences: organizing, inviting, and viewing participants, distributing an agenda, attendee list, and other documents, including local and remote attendees, linking multiple attendees, viewing shared presentations, sharing and distributing files, and finally, passing notes. Windows Meeting Space is available in Windows Vista Home Premium, Windows Vista Business, and Windows Vista Ultimate only. Remember that Windows Vista Home Basic Edition does not support sessions completely. Within this version of Vista, Windows Meeting Space users can only join a session. Windows Vista Home Basic Edition does not support session initiation. With any other version of Vista, you can initiate a session and support up to 10 users. You can enable and configure enhanced security settings with Windows Meeting Space. Invitations and participant authentication are handled by using certificates. These certificates are derived through a common password exchange and verification between the session creator and the invited attendees. You can use Windows Meeting Space to find sessions easily through the use of innovation files and a People Near Me feature. The People Near Me feature shows you who's available on the network to collaborate with. You can host a document from the presenter's system, a handout, and then delegate control to someone else to make revisions and changes while the original is still located with the presenter. This is a feature you may not see on all of the current meeting sharing types of applications out today. As Windows administrators, it's important to note that a prerequisite for starting a Windows Meeting Space session is that administrative credentials are needed to open the correct ports for Meeting Space to run over your network. They are TCP 801, TCP 3587, UDP 1900, UDP 3540, and UDP 3702. The netproj.exe, p2phost.exe, and wincollab.exe applications will also be needed to allow for Windows Meeting Space to function. The Share a Program on Your Desktop link allows you to select an application that you can share within your Meeting Space session. You will be prompted with a warning that alerts you to the fact that others will be able to see your desktop if you select this option. If you share your desktop, participants will see all items on your desktop. To avoid this, you can select a single program from the list. To send an invitation file, you will have to browse to the location where the invitation file is located. Your invitation file will have an extension of WCINV. To create an invitation file, you can walk through a wizard to create a file and then send it to those you wish to invite. To open an invitation file, you will be presented with the Open dialog box. This is the simplest method of invoking a session. Simply email someone a file or hand them a USB stick or a CD-ROM. Either way, click and open the file to join a meeting. Configuring Windows Fax and Scan. It is integrated in to provide faxing and scanning solutions, to email scan files and data, and to forward faxes as email attachments from your desktop. With Windows Fax and Scan, you can now scan documents and images quickly, change them into other formats, and fax or share them. Windows Fax and Scan is a feature available within the Business, Ultimate, and Enterprise editions of Windows Vista. New to Windows Fax and Scan is a fax account model based on multiple users, allowing for easier permission setting and manageability of your faxing solution. New to Windows Fax and Scan is the ability to save faxes in composition as drafts for later use. New to Windows Fax and Scan is enhanced accessibility by allowing for a menu option when right-clicking a document to send as a fax. Make sure you are comfortable using both the Fax and Scan views of the Windows Fax and Scan console. The Scan view of Windows Fax and Scan has an intuitive user interface to manage scanned documents. The Fax view is specific for options needed to manage your fax solution. Remember that interoperability and ease of use were the important design concepts considered when developing Windows Fax and Scan. When using Windows Fax and Scan, it's important to note that when you are also running Outlook on the same Windows Vista computer, your address book and Outlook can be invoked from within Windows Fax and Scan. Windows Fax and Scan has configurable permissions. It's important as Windows administrators of Vista desktops to know how to set granular permissions for access and use. Make sure you review how to configure permissions for users and groups, and how to restrict or grant access as needed based on configurable options and settings within the access control list. In the Windows Fax and Scan console, in the Tools menu, select Fax Status Monitor to review your faxing status. This is a very helpful tool to use if you suspect there is a problem with your Windows Fax and Scan console and service and need to verify if you are able to receive a fax or not. For the exam, make sure that you are familiar with this option. If you are only using simple text documents or other types of word processor-based documents like Microsoft Office Word, then the functionality of Windows Fax and Scan scanning services is all you need. Since it's a simplified console, it's easy to quickly scan in a document, sign it digitally, or sign it before it's scanned, and then in the same console fax it to another contact. Scanning features in Windows Fax and Scan are just as easy to configure and use. Scanning, however, is not the main focus of the Windows Fax and Scan application. This is because Windows Photo Gallery is a more robust and helpful tool to work with images and is designated as such. If you do not have a working scanner, you will not be able to work with Windows Fax and Scan scanning services. Windows Fax and Scan enables you to set up routing lists for scanned documents. From the File menu, choose Setup Routing, and then designate the email addresses and server shares that should receive your scanned documents. Whenever you scan a document from that scanner, you can choose from among the routing lists you previously set up. When you select to have your scan forwarded as email, you will be prompted to enter a name, an email address, and other information such as a POP server, needed to create an internet account if you do not have Outlook as an email client configured. Enter your name and other data, and once completed, you can forward your scan via your configured email account. Be aware of issues revolving around fax accounts. Windows Fax and Scan allows for users to create profiles for particular scanners and then save them for future use. Frequently Asked Questions. Question. I am a developer looking to create new gadgets for Windows Sidebar. I do not want to create one using the programming languages already listed. I would like to create one using another platform such as WPF to make feature-rich gadgets. Can I create a gadget using WPF? Answer. Yes. Windows Presentation Foundation can be used to create gadgets for use with the Windows Sidebar. WPF provides developers and software engineers with a unified programming model for building rich Windows Smart client user experiences that incorporate UI, media, and documents. The WPF development platform is built on a core programming system, which is extended to support a broad set of application development features, including the application model itself, resources, controls, graphics, layout, data binding, documents, and security. WPF is a user interface development environment that provides access to more advanced visuals, such as interfaces that incorporate documents, media, 2- and 3-dimensional graphics, animations, web-like characteristics, and more. Gadgets can also be made in AJAX and DHTML, among other languages.